Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
There are a ton of different ERP software options in the market. In fact, there are so many that organizations often overlook some of the best options. So what are these best options? That's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Lauren Heiliger with Third Stage Consulting Group. We are an independent digital transformation consulting firm with offices throughout the world. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Christy Barber. Christy is a senior manager at Third Stage Consulting's North American office. Christy, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you.
So I have a few questions. Do you mind just sharing with me some of the most commonly selected systems that you're seeing with our other clients?
So some of the most common systems I'm seeing in the more of the small business market is Infor, NetSuite. You see some Microsoft Business Central, and then Acumatica is kind of popping up a little bit, as well as Sage.
Okay, great. And then how does this list vary from small to medium-sized companies?
I think there's always this funny number that comes into place, and I know we've talked about it on previous meetings that we've had and podcasts and whatever. I always say small usually goes, they say, to about 100 million, give or take. And then there's other people that think the number's smaller. But I would say small businesses, 0 to 100 million. And that's where you'll see kind of more of the software, as I mentioned. You'll see some bleed over. And then you start to see the 500 million and above. That's where you see your SAPs, your Microsoft Dynamics. And people will watch these, and Eric does a lot of great videos on it, of these softwares, and it's they're just too robust for the smaller side of things and of kind of the clients that I work with.
Okay, great. And then what would be some of the most important things to consider when evaluating these or other ERP systems that are available in the market today?
I think the biggest thing when evaluating them is understanding what your business needs are today and in the future. If you have a clear idea of what that is, then you can take out softwares that don't work. So a good example, if you are a manufacturing company and you make customized items, you don't want a software that just does job shop. I make 10,000 units of the same thing all day, every day. That type of software is not going to work for you. You need something that can handle your complex bill of materials.
Okay. Well, thanks again for being here. And thanks to all of you for being here as well. We hope you found this information valuable. Please check the links in the description below for more digital transformation resources.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.